federal agencies are supposed to have an open data attitude. You know, data is publicly available by default. But despite the administration's best efforts, not all agencies are so open. Now, a Washington state congressman introduces a bill to give teeth to the Obama administration's open data policy. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Derek Kilmer says his Open Government Data Act is a win-win-win for federal agencies, public citizens, and the private sector. It will allow for more information sharing between departments, provide what he says are tremendous opportunities for innovation, and make it easier for individuals to access public data.
For certain, you'll see government agencies be more efficient because rather than having duplication of effort, folks are going to have access to information that's collected by one agency without having to reinvent the wheel. I think there's tremendous opportunities in terms of private sector innovation. You know, I gave the example of a private company that was able to harness data from NOAA tidal buoys and turn it into an app for surfers. Those are the types of things and a bunch of stuff that we probably haven't even thought of. There's provisions in the bill where there's already privacy protections or protections around national security data that those are not, that they're not part of this discussion. Rather, it's about trying to get data that should be in the public domain, that should be accessible by the public because it is their data, for them to be able to have better access to it. It's the type of thing that can be a win-win-win. It's a win for taxpayers in terms of making government more efficient. It's a win for our economy in terms of making opportunities for innovation. And it's a win for the public to simply have access to data that they should have access to.
I also spoke with Congressman Blake Farenthold, one of the co-sponsors of the data bill. He explained that this proposed legislation would set a new standard of default for information, as well as how all this data could be used by the public.
Well, there's a lot of information that the government has that the taxpayers have paid for, and they don't have access to it. Or if they do, they have to go through some complicated FOIA process. Let's, by default, make all the federal government data publicly available. Obviously, we don't want to release veterans' health records or intelligence information and things like that. But the government collects a lot of data, has a lot of information that could be made available to the public, and crowdsourcing can use that data to find efficiencies, to find waste, fraud, and abuse, and to gather all sorts of useful information at no cost to the government. We just make the information available, let the public use it. So if the data is available, either interest groups or whomever can take it and analyze it and see things that haven't been seen before. So rather than having a group like the GAO or the Inspector General come up with stuff, the public is going to see trends within that data, or nonprofit groups can be looking at it and say, hey, look, why don't you try doing this? It'll save you money. Or did you realize that it's having this impact? So with that data available, you've got millions of minds looking at it, determining better ways to do things. I'm a member of Congress. There's a group called the Sunlight Federation. They take the public records that are available in campaign finance and analyze it and do reports. So you move this out government-wide, make the data available in electronic format that is easily manipulatable. You're going to have people using that data to move forward with whatever the nonprofit's mission is. Again, I think it's just a good government, better government approach. This is just basically setting up some standards and changing the default to make the information available.
I also spoke with members of that Sunlight Foundation that the congressman mentioned. Kat Duffy and Alex Howard said they'll be watching as the bill makes its way through the legislative process. They shared a few things with me that they'll be focused on.
I don't see anything in the bill at this moment specifically referring to data retention standards. We would just want to see the issue of data retention standards being addressed as this bill is being considered. In terms of whether or not they would be revisited under this legislation, or if not, when and how we are revisiting the concept of retention of data now that we can retain it for so much longer in such smaller, easier spaces.
One of the things that the partial government shutdown showed us is that the federal government still thinks of websites and data as something that should be taken offline or rendered inaccessible during a shutdown. If we think of government data as an essential national resource, and you think about the way the internet works right now, it would be useful to see some language or some recognition of the fact that just because you're shutting down non-essential employees does not mean that the data spigots should be turned off. that there should be some way of recognizing there's a way to mirror the data, either to civil society or to other members of industry, to ensure that just because there's a difference of opinion about the politics of running the government, that something that is the American people's isn't taken away from them without a valid reason.
Kilmer said the bill is about ready to drop in the House. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.